time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom the Farmer Joiner. Silver the Go Daddy Girl
Wilkes. Good morning,
Huggy. And J. Anthony Brown.
Yes.
A.K.A. Leon Sandcastle. Dion think he's slick. He'll do anything to get out of court, don't he? We know it's still you, Dion. Super Bowl 47 was one of the most memorable Super Bowls I've seen in my life. And I'm just talking about the halftime show. We'll talk about the game later. Beyonce went ballistic out there, Dion. From beginning to end, she was a 10. She made the media mofo some mofo believers yesterday.
Yesterday.
I mean, you should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while Beyonce was grooving and groove. She did.
Yeah.
She put the crawfish in the jambalaya and the andouille in the etouffee and made groceries down in New Orleans. Yes, indeed. Beyonce was so good, I got a text from Jay saying he might start dating black women again. I'm sorry, y'all, but that halftime show stole the Super Bowl.
Yes, it did.
It was nothing but girls, girls, girls. I thought I died and went to Queen Latifah's house. Look at Mermaid. And did you see Kelly Rowland and come on, y'all. I can't hang up this early, y'all.
Go ahead. Yeah, I saw Kelly Rowland.
And did you see Kelly Rowland and Michelle shoot up off the stage for the Destiny Child reunion?
Yes.
I thought Michelle little ass was going to keep on flying to the French Quarter. But Destiny Child put on a hell of a show before Beyonce got rid of them quicker than Black History Month.
Oh, man.
And then after Beyonce shut it down, the lights went out. And let me tell you something, Tom Silver J, there's nothing scarier than being in the dark and hearing the voice of Shannon Sharpe. He's like the Candyman of communication. And it's a good thing the lights went out and they had to delay the game because the 49ers lip-synced the first half, didn't you think? It was all Baltimore Ravens. I haven't seen that many birds take over since Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. But I knew the Ravens was going to win when I saw a couple of the players getting Super Bowl champion tattoos on the sideline when the power was out. And after Ray John Rondo phoned home and got the power turned back on, the 49ers must have switch uniforms with the Ravens because after being down 22 points, the 49ers turned the game around and got so close to winning, Ray Lewis had a case of the Al Roker. Oh, he was thinking about unretiring and everything, though. Anyway, Baltimore Ravens held on to the day they're the Super Bowl champs, and I'm gone, and I got to go. I'm on my way to Baltimore to percolate and get me a half-price crab cake right now.